guys. What's going on? Welcome back to... I guess this is an episode of The Lounge. I, quite frankly, have nothing written for today because I have just been in a very artsy mood. I just recently finished my art project, which is quite beautiful. If you want to go check it out, you can go to my Instagram. I have pictures there, and I have music that is going to play with it. It's a beautiful piece. I have never been more proud of it in my life. What else is on? I just have a few. Whatever. Anyways. So, yeah. I'm just chilling today. My art teacher is in the other room. Just doing her thing. And I'm over here just doing my thing. Right now, I'm just painting a I'm just painting a portrait of my friend right now. I just wanted to paint him. Last night, I was texting with him. I was texting Avi, and I just had this urge to paint him, and I'm probably gonna be painting a lot more people. Because I really did like painting myself. And I, did a wonderful job, first of all. Let me just get that out of the way. It's a beautiful piece. And it was the first time that I've actually done like a colored self-portrait. And I feel like I got the skin tone almost right. But you know, I just didn't have the like burnt sienna and like yellow oxide and all those other colors that, you know, occur naturally in skin tones, like earth tone colors. Didn't have those. No, did not. So, essentially what had transpired was I needed those colors that I didn't have, so I had to use red, yellow, and blue, which does make a nice shade of brown once you, I'm on the wrong app. Hang on, fuck. Okay, his neck is a little bit dark. So it made like a proper brown, and what I basically ended up doing with my skin tone was just adding yellow. Don't mind me, I'm just recording audio.
Oh, I love it.
Okay,
I love that you're using the studios.
Thank you.
So we have all these boxes for the technology.
So, my teacher is in here right now, so I'll give them a second. What was I saying? I needed yellow oxide and a lot of other earth tone colors, but I ended up using red, blue, and yellow. Because that was the closest thing I can find on my person. And it does create a nice shade of black when it's, you know, evenly distributed. Because, you know, some colors have more pigment than others, and then it becomes a thing. Then you're like, fuck, I added too much blue. Now it's too cool toned. Didn't really have that problem. And make sure to get my proportions right. Some of that paint out. I wonder if I can just use my dry brush and just... Oh, it's coming off! Okay. Cool. Yes! It made like a great shade of brown, but I needed a little bit more yellow because I have a yellowish undertone, I think? And it was close to my skin tone. Not exactly my skin tone, but it was just close enough for me to call it a day. So I painted myself that. Really cool though, because the thinner the paint was, the more highlighty it came out. Which was really cool, in my opinion. So I painted myself, and then I got to thinking, well, I've never actually taken the time to try to paint other people and do flesh tones. But the fear in that is I'm always worried that I will You know how you try to draw a portrait of someone and then you look at it and you're like, I've turned them into Quasimodo. I turned them into the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That was not my intention, but it happened. That's my fear, essentially. And, I was reluctant to ask my friend Javi if he could send me a picture. But I did, and luckily he sent me a nice one. I told him to send me a picture with interesting lighting, and then he chose the picture I'm currently working on. And it definitely has very interesting lighting. Like, really, really interesting. To describe the photo, he's sitting in his car looking out in the distance, and he has this, like, beautiful light hitting him. Like, it goes over his face and everything, and it just looks really nice. And I was like, this is honestly perfect for... This is honestly perfect to paint. Amazing. And so I started sketching it like a few hours ago. Finished the sketching process, and what I really want to focus on with this is the... I just want to focus on the painting itself. I want to try to take nice... I want to be as detailed as I possibly can be, because I want it to look nice for my friend, obviously, because I'm painting him, and I don't want him to look janky. And also, it would be great practice for me, since I just never have time. I always say I never have time to do anything, and I know I'm very busy, but bitch, I am so fucking lazy sometimes. I'll be like, I woke up at 7 a.m. today, right? 7 a.m. I did not get out of bed until fucking 10 o'clock. And then I came to the campus and I did my thing and, you know, whatnot. And just, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just lazy as fuck. I'm lazy. I'm very, very lazy. I'd rather be in bed all day. If I had it my way, I would not have left the bed today. But, you know, you can't stay in bed forever. You can't also sit all the time. I'm starting to get worried. I'm starting to worry that my ass is flattening due to the weight of me just sitting and laying down. Which is another thing. Like, I've been meaning to get back into exercising. Because I know I still have that Planet Fitness fucking... I know I have that Planet Fitness, subscription that I have not done shit with ever since my aunt passed away. Which is, like... Yeah, depression and the grieving process has kept me from doing that. And I have been grieving properly in my own way. Which, actually, my art is... I'll explain my art in a second as to why my art has been helping me with the grieving process, and talk about my art piece too, but lately I have been like, I've just been getting back into my lazy little routine, and I've actually gained all my weight back and more, which is always fun. Yeah, it's always fun when that happens. I now weigh 260 pounds, or maybe more, because I haven't weighed myself in a while. I have no problem weighing myself. The problem lies within, like, I just don't want to get to the point where I get so fat that I can't really do anything for myself. I've always been a fat kid my whole life, and I'd rather not get fatter. I feel myself slipping away, so going to the gym is definitely on my priority list. Going back to the art, though, my art has been kind of used as a... And this is a longer episode of The Lounge, so I apologize. It's not really a mini-sode anymore, it's a full-length episode. But this, like... I don't know, in my eyes, this, like, little... This episode is more like a... I don't know. Come chill with me. Because I'm pretty sure you're not doing anything either, but...
Hey, Richard, is this one Vlad's?
What's that?
I think this one might be Vlad's.
Vlad's?
His...
I don't think he even has a mannequin head.
He had one he gave us.
Did he?
Yeah, and then...
Oh, my God, I did not even know. sorry, my art teacher is like...
I think she heard me when I said I was recording audio, but I don't really care that much. I like her. Like I said, sorry that this has become like a full-length episode. I just wanted to be more like a come chill with me kind of thing, where it wasn't too serious. There's been so many celebrity deaths happening that I really don't feel like recording on me. It bummed me out. The original voice actor for the Batman anime series died, and it kind of just made me a little sad. I grew up with that voice. And then the artist who did the watermelon smashing, the iconic watermelon smashing performance, died too. There's a lot of death. I really just wanted to just sit down and paint and forget about the world. Let's see. Art. It's just an art episode today. So, about my grieving process and whatnot. I had actually, there was an art show coming up on the 21st of November. And I entered something in it. And basically, it was kind of a way for me to... Oh, fuck, I got on my shorts. It was a way for me to kind of express my pain that I've been going through. It's a really cool piece. I have just been so proud of this. I think this is one of the coolest art pieces that I've ever made. It's a multi-sensory media piece. So you can touch it, you can see it, you can smell it. I actually added scent to it. You can also hear it too, due to the fact that I have an audio track that plays with it. But it was more like a therapy session to myself. I wanted to create something that I can kind of pour my pain into, and it turned out to be something really beautiful, and it's one of the more accurate things I've ever done. I had a vision, and I executed it exactly the way I wanted to. And it looks marvelous. I love the way it turned out. I want to create more art like that, you know, as a hobby. I still want to do some sort of television thing where I help produce something, or a creative director or whatnot. It may take a little bit more, take a little longer for that. This episode go on forever. I'm not even gonna monetize it. I hope that you guys just keep creating, and art is very therapeutic. And you have yourself a nice day.